Once upon a time, I started for my high school basketball team in the smallest class of schools at King City, Missouri. We were one game shy of making it to the state's Final Four. Back then, many of us could draw inspiration from another small town that beat the biggest of schools to win the prize. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Many of us have seen the basketball movie Hoosiers. In real life, the small-town team that won the state championship was from Milan, Indiana.
The coach, Marvin Wood, came here. It was his second year here when they won the 1954. He was only 26 years old when he came.
Rosalind McKittrick shares the story from the Milan 1954 Hoosiers Museum. She says the movie portrayed an older coach with a checkered past. That was not the case in reality. The team went to the Final Four in his first year and won the championship the second year. After winning the game against Muncie Central, the team stayed in Indianapolis on Saturday night and returned home on Sunday.
So when they got home, they had all these people here waiting for them. And they said, well, there must have been a wreck because the cars they were in were way out in the country. And they said, well, what's holding everything up? It must have been a wreck or something. You know, and here it was, all these people waiting on them.
Rosalind loved the team, the town, and the movie. She began collecting items to create her own museum for the local heroes.
I knew it was a big story. And I had an antique store, and I had a friend that was a carpenter, and he built me lockers, like looking lockers for the players, probably a fourth of my downstairs of a 4,000 square foot building made into a museum.
After so many years, why do people keep coming to see a museum about a game so long ago?
Because it's the little boys beating the big boys. That's maybe part of it. And it was just such a warm, cozy story.
You can see the TV version of our story by following the American Countryside on Facebook. The story of a small town that won the basketball crown. Traveling the countryside in Milan, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.